Hi, can I come in, please? I'm Anna. Oh, we have an appointment for 3:30.
Hello, Anna. Please come in and close the door behind you. If I remember correctly, you wanted to talk about your roommate.
Yeah, yes, that's right. I am a little worried about her and I don't know who I should speak to about it.
Well, you do have a dedicated international student officer. Is your roommate an exchange student as well?
Yes, she is. I talked to the student welfare officer. The number is on the building, on the notice board, but they didn't really seem to know what to do, and I don't want to get her into trouble.
Let me see if I can find the appropriate person to help you. I have the numbers here.
Okay, thanks.
Why are you worried about her?
Well, she stopped going to class and she's sleeping a lot. I don't think I would be so worried if she was going out all the time, but she really isn't.
Was she okay at the beginning of the year?
Yeah, she seemed fine. She was pretty quiet.
Does she have any friends with her?
No, she's here on her own. She has some friends over in Chicago and she went to see them a couple of times at the beginning of the year. And she used to go out sometimes with some of the other students in her class, but not for a few weeks.
So she sleeps a lot?
Yeah. When I go to class, she's in bed and she's often still in bed if I pop back during the day.
That would be understandable if she'd be hitting the bars, but you say she doesn't go out much.
No, she's no party animal, but she did do some stuff now. Now she really goes nowhere. If she didn't have to eat, I don't think she would leave her bed.
Has she spoken to you about how she's coping?
Yeah, a bit, but I think she's embarrassed. We don't really know each other. She's nice enough, but I am worried about her. And it is stressful feeling responsible for someone you don't really know.
Of course. Well, here is the number of the International Student Welfare Officer. She is very experienced and her office is the small glass building over there. You must know it, all the international admin is done there.
Yeah, I've been there a couple of times to sort out stuff. Okay, thanks for your help. I think I'll just pop in and see if I can catch the welfare officer. If not, I'll call them later.
Good idea. Sorry I can't really help more, but your roommate isn't one of my students, so I really shouldn't stick my nose in her business.
Sure, thanks for your help and for listening.
No problem. Good luck. And if you're still worried, please feel free to come back. You are one of my students after all.